Stick around on Fox FM. In a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Jen Stein to talk about events happening with the city of Melville. We got a special guest with us on the phone today with the city of Melville. We have Jen Stein. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How's it going today?
You know, it's going pretty good. Can't complain.
Right on. That's good to hear. And of course, we're here to chat today about some of the events coming up in the city of Melville, and there's no shortage of things going on.
There are no shortage. You are very right on that. Today, I'm going to focus on some events coming up that are put on by the city. And I'm going to start with, of course, April 22nd is coming up, and that is World Earth Day. And what we've been doing over the past few years, Mayor Strelasky, this is something that he's been spearheading for many years, because he takes a lot of pride in his community, as we all know. And so he is just encouraging everybody to get out, and after our spring thaw, get out and help clean up the community, like parks, the business district, walking trails, things like that. And he has a Bag It to Win program. So over the weekend, just because April 22nd is a Monday, if Mayor Strelasky is out and about and sees anybody helping clean up in our community, he's got some Melville Gear bags to hand out. And we do have free blue bags at all of our city administration offices. If anybody would like to take part in, individuals, businesses, groups, we encourage you just to get out there. It's nice to get outside, enjoy the earth, as well as doing a little bit to help clean up our community and get it ready for another spring and summer. Then we've got a nice event happening, and it is National Day of Mourning, and we are doing a proclamation with a guest speaker ceremony at City Hall, and this is going to be happening on Friday, April 26th at City Hall at 10:30. And we have, like I said, a guest speaker. Her name's Corey Ouellette coming to speak, and she is a local girl, and she is going to speak towards working through and dealing with losing a loved one in a workplace tragedy. So be sure to come on out. We know it's during the day, and I think we're going to try and do a live stream of it so that everybody could take part in this. It's just a great way to recognize that it's something that happens, create a bit of awareness, but as well just mourn and heal as a community. And so that ties into our next one that we are doing, event. And so Melville's 5K Steps for Life. So it's just a nice 5K walk, and it's a fundraising in partnership with Anytime Fitness. And they're raising money to support family, or to provide family support programs for people who are affected by workplace tragedy. So like I said, this one is a bit of a heavier topic, definitely, but it's meant to, like I said, bring awareness, bring a community together, and be here and support each other.
You're absolutely right. Events like these definitely help bring the community together. So those are something that two different events that people can go to as well. And of course, yeah, World Earth Day happening on that 22nd. Really nice to encourage the community. Again, all of this brings the community out and about and together. And I think these are wonderful events that are happening.
I agree. Yeah.
And where can people go to learn more or read more about all of these events, Jen?
All right. Well, of course, on Facebook, our City of Melville page, we do our What's Up community calendar, and that's generally sent out the last week, and we do for the prior month. So we will be doing May's events coming up shortly. And then if you're just wanting to refer to at any point in time, we have got our community calendar of events on our website. So you just go to melville.ca. It's on our homepage. You just click the calendar of events, and it's all there. And then, of course, if that doesn't work, or if you just want to find out more information, just give me a call. I am more than welcoming anybody. Just come give me a call, and I'm sure I can find some time to talk about what's going on in Melville.
Perfect. Always a ton happening in the city of Melville. Jen Stein, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Could I just add a little? I forgot
yes.
to add one little
sure.
bit.
Sure, yeah.
I just want to take 2 seconds to recognize Mayor Strelasky. Yesterday at SUMA, they had the gala, the nice, wonderful evening gala where they present all the awards. And so a crew of us went up in support of Mayor Strelasky because he received an award for 24 years of service with the city.
Wow.
So A man that's super passionate about his community, has been here for a lot of years. So we just wanted to say a quick thank you, Mayor Strelasky, for everything you've done.
That is beautiful to hear. Yeah. Well, thank you again, Jen. And that was very wonderful to hear about Mayor Strelasky as well. And enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, Jen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. See you.